Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into another juicy topic. Today we're tackling something that's essential for any artist out there. Contracts, host speaker. We're joined by, brief pause, well, let's just say, a voice with a wealth of experience in this arena to break it all down, host speaker. And we're digging into a piece called Texto Pagado. It's got some really interesting insights on how to protect your creative work and your bottom line, you know, making sure you're getting a fair deal.
It's so important, right? Because we all know contracts can be a bit of a minefield, especially for creative folks who just want to focus on, well, creating.
Totally. It's like all that legal jargon is speaking a different language sometimes.
Exactly. And Texto Pagado really hits on that, you know, how all that dense language can be super intimidating. It's easy to feel pressured to just sign and move on, but that can come back to bite you later.
It's like that feeling when you get handed a massive menu at a restaurant, completely overwhelming. You just end up pointing at something familiar because you don't even know where to start.
And in this case, pointing at something familiar could mean signing away rights to your work, agreeing to unfavorable terms, or missing out on potential earnings down the line.
Oof, yeah, not the best case scenario. I'm picturing those cautionary tales you hear sometimes, artists getting caught in bad contracts, like, I had this musician friend, no names, of course, who landed what seemed like a dream record deal.
Oh, I know how that story goes. Like,
they were over the moon excited, but then they skimmed the contract, skimmed, mind you, not read thoroughly, and just signed on the dotted line, eager to get that album out there.
Yeah.
And that's where things can get messy. That excitement, that eagerness to get your work out there, it's completely understandable, but it's so crucial to take a step back and really understand what you're signing.
Right, because in my friend's case, that contract ended up being incredibly one-sided. They basically signed away a huge chunk of their rights without even realizing it. Royalties, yeah, those were practically non-existent.
See, and that's exactly what Texto Pagado is trying to help artists avoid. It really digs into the concept of royalties, explaining why they're so essential for artists, especially in the long run.
Okay, so you're saying artists need to be ready to channel their inner negotiator. Put on that I'm not backing down hat.
Absolutely. The article emphasizes that knowing your worth is key. Don't be afraid to ask for what you deserve, and don't be afraid to push back if something doesn't feel right.
And this is where they bring up this company, Latin Flash. They're all about helping artists navigate this tricky world of contracts, acting as a sort of advocate, right?
And from what I gather, yeah, they position themselves as this artist-friendly resource to help level the playing field when it comes to contracts.
So let's unpack this Latin Flash thing a bit. What are they actually offering? It sounds like Texto Pagado is really pushing their services. They say they handle everything, making sure the terms of the contract are fair for the artist, explaining all that confusing legal language in plain English.
Yeah, they really play up that we're on your side angle. And look, having someone in your corner who understands the ins and outs of contracts, who can advocate for you and make sure you're not getting taken advantage of, that can be incredibly valuable, especially for artists who might not have a legal background themselves.
Yeah, it's like having a trusty sidekick who can translate all that legal jargon into something you can actually understand.
Right. It's like having a secret weapon in your back pocket when you're facing those intimidating contracts.
But, and there's always a but, right? It almost seems too good to be true. So what's the catch?
Well, I'm always a little wary when something sounds too good to be true. And while Texto Pagado paints a very rosy picture of Latin Flash, it's important to remember that this piece reads a bit like an advertisement for their services.
That's a good point. Like, maybe take it with a grain of salt, right? Don't just take their word for it. Do your own digging. See what others are saying. You know, a little healthy skepticism never hurts.
It's like anything else in life. A little bit of research can go a long way.
Exactly. So let's say I'm an artist, maybe just starting out, and I get handed this contract. What are some red flags I should be on the lookout for? What should I be paying extra close attention to?
Well, Texto Pagado actually gives some pretty solid advice on that front. First and foremost, it stresses the importance of understanding the difference between a work-for-hire agreement and a licensing agreement.
Okay, hold on. Work-for-hire versus licensing. Break that down for me. Why is that distinction so important for artists?
So, imagine this. You pour your heart and soul into creating something amazing, a song, a painting, a photograph, whatever your jam is. With a work-for-hire agreement, you're basically saying, hey, I'm creating this for you, and once it's done, you own it. It's all yours.
Wait, really? It's like giving up all claims to your own creation.
Pretty much. Now, with a licensing agreement, you're essentially giving someone permission to use your work in a specific way for a specific amount of time. You still own the copyright. You still have a say in how it's used beyond that initial agreement. Big difference.
Okay, yeah. That makes a huge difference. So with my friend's record deal, if they had a licensing agreement instead of that work for hire thing, they might have had more control over their music.
Exactly. They could negotiate it for things like better royalty rates or limited how their music was used. It's all about having those terms clearly defined in the contract.
This is why it's so important to actually read those contracts, right? And maybe even run it by a lawyer if you can, even if it's just a friend who owes you a favor.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to ask questions. If something doesn't make sense or if you're not comfortable with a particular clause, speak up. Get clarification. It's your right as the artist.
Right. Don't be afraid to channel your inner lawyer a bit. Texto Pagato also mentioned something about thinking long term. What do they mean by that? How does that play into all of this?
It's about looking beyond the immediate project. How might this contract impact your future opportunities as an artist?
So, like, if I'm a photographer and I sign a contract for a specific shoot, I need to make sure it doesn't limit what I can do with those photos later on, like using them for my portfolio or for other clients.
Exactly. Some contracts might have clauses that restrict how you can use your work in the future. Again, it all comes back to understanding those terms and making sure they align with your long-term goals as an artist.
Okay, so we've talked about royalties, about work for hire versus licensing and thinking long term. Any other key takeaways from Texto Pagato that artists should keep in mind? Because let's face it, most of us aren't legal experts. We'd rather be creating, not hunched over a contract,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. And the article acknowledges that. It even suggests that while hiring a service like LatinPlash can be helpful, it's not always feasible for every artist, especially those who are just starting out and might not have a ton of resources.
So what's the alternative then? What can artists do if they don't have the budget for a lawyer or a service like that? Are there other options out there?
Definitely. The article briefly touches on this, mentioning that there are artist advocacy groups and legal clinics out there that specifically focus on helping creatives navigate this stuff. They offer resources, advice, sometimes even legal representation at a reduced cost, or even for free.
Okay, that's good to know. Those resources are out there. But how do you even find these groups? It's not like they have a big flashing billboard, right? It's true, finding those resources can sometimes feel like navigating a maze, right?
It can, but it's definitely doable. A lot of these organizations, like volunteer lawyer groups or artist-run centers, they have websites and social media pages where they share info about their services.
Okay, so the internet comes to the rescue once again.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of networking within your own artistic community either.
Like talking to other artists, seeing how they've handled contracts, getting recommendations. It's like that whole, it's not what you know, it's who you know
Oh,
thing.
exactly. And in this case, it's probably a bit of both, knowing what questions to ask and having a network to tap into for support. Those connections can be invaluable.
For sure. So to wrap things up here, if we had to distill this whole Texto Pagato thing down to one key takeaway, what would it be?
I think it's all about empowerment through knowledge.
Love that. Knowledge is power, right? Especially in this world of contracts where it can feel like you're going up against a mountain of legal jargon.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to be a legal expert to navigate this stuff. It's about being informed, asking the right questions, and not being afraid to advocate for yourself and your work.
And knowing that there are resources out there to help you along the way.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, there you have it, folks. Our deep dive into the world of contracts for artists. Hopefully, you're feeling a little more empowered, a little less intimidated, and ready to tackle those agreements with confidence. Just remember, knowledge is your friend. Ask all the questions, and don't be afraid to push back if something doesn't feel right. Until next time, keep creating amazing work and keep those contracts clean.